C. Globalization creates wealth polarization, enabling communist ideology. The enormous outflow of industries and jobs turn the working and middle classes of Western countries into victims of globalization. Take America, for example. With the massive outflow of capital and technology to China, numerous manufacturing jobs were lost, leading to the loss of industries and a rising unemployment rate. From 2000 to 2011, 5.7 million laborers in the manufacturing sector lost their jobs, and 65,000 factories were closed. The gap between rich and poor has long been widening in the United States. Over the past 30 years, the growth of the average wage, inflation adjusted, has been slowing, bringing about the emergence of the working poor, those who work or seek jobs for 27 weeks of the year, but whose income is below the official poverty level. In 2016, 7.6 million Americans were counted among the working poor. Polarization between the rich and poor is the soil in which communism grows. Economic troubles are never restricted merely to the economic realm, but continue to grow. The demand for social justice and for a solution to unfair distribution of income has led to a surge of socialist ideology. Meanwhile, the demand for social welfare has also risen, in turn creating more poor families and ultimately forming a vicious cycle. Since 2000, the U.S. political spectrum has increasingly been open to left-wing influence. By the time of the 2016 election, there was a rising demand for socialism and increasing political polarization due to partisan interests. To a great extent, the impact of globalization lay behind these shifts. On the other hand, the greater the trouble Western democratic societies found themselves in, the more triumphant the force of communism appeared on the world stage.